Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're very happy to welcome in from USA Today, Bob Nightingale, who does a great job covering the grand old game. Bob, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing excellent, Bob. Thanks so much for joining us, man. Good to have you on. And I guess the price of pitching officially went up with the David Price signing. That was something else. You look at his success against the American League East. I'm not surprised to see him stay in the American League East. But it's not the Dodgers, and it's not the Giants. So what do you think happens next? Obviously, Greinke's the big name. Where do you think he goes?
Yeah, I think it's a coin flip between the Giants and the Dodgers. I think he's very enamored by the Giants, with the clubhouse, everything they have going for them, Bruce Bochy, and the sellout crowds. So I think he's very, very intrigued by them, and I think whoever goes to a sixth year gets him between the Dodgers and Giants. He enjoyed his time in L.A., wouldn't mind going back, but he's a guy who likes to explore different things as well. So he's looking for about $32 million a year. So if someone comes up, you know, 6 years, is about $190 million, he's theirs.
How about, you know, can we go for $35 million over five? Do you think if you could offer him a little bit more up front, he'd be willing to give a year? I'm telling you, 6 years for a guy who's 32 with that many miles on him already, it just sounds like you're asking for that horrific contract on the back end.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's a definite risk. This guy knows how to pitch, and I'm sure he and his agents are saying, and it's a different animal here, and he can do it. He's not gonna break down like some of these other guys. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've never heard the agent who is guaranteeing a breakdown like normal guys.
Impenetrable.
He'll never get hurt. We're talking to Bob Nightingale from USA Today. So, in any way, do you think the Giants are playing a game of a very expensive chicken here? If Price was on the Dodgers' wish list and they can't wish for him anymore, they want to just drive up the price on Greinke, or do you think it is legitimate overtones from San Francisco to do this? And then the follow-up question, of course, is if it's not Greinke, where do you think Bobby Evans turns next?
Yeah, no, I think it's very serious. I mean, Price was really just down to two teams. He was between Boston and St. Louis Cardinals, who offered $180 million. Greinke is just dealing with these two guys. And I think whoever loses out goes after a Johnny Cueto or Jeff Samardzija. I think if the Dodgers lose out, they definitely go after Cueto. If the Giants lose out, then I think they can decide, okay, do you want Cueto more? Do you want a Jeff Samardzija or Mike Leake more?
You know, we've heard a couple of other names, Ben Zobrist, Justin Upton, Yonis Cespedes, all being linked to a little San Francisco Giant interest. If they don't end up with a big-ticket pitcher, do you think they turn around and really try to aggressively get a deal done to maybe add a player like Cespedes? It just doesn't feel very Giant-y these days to overspend on outfielders.
No, but, you know, they need a big bopper so bad, and that's why I think, you know, Upton or Cespedes, probably more Upton, makes sense. You know, I think on the ultimate wish list, the Giants would love to get, you know, Greinke plus an Upton. If you don't get Greinke, you know, Samardzija and Upton. But I think they would love to get a power hitter in that outfield.
Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Bob, the A's have made a handful of small moves here, adding Rich Hill and Jed Lowrie, Liam Hendricks. Is there anything that stands out to you as a real difference maker for them, or is this Billy just trying to build a roster that, let's face it, if he doesn't get off to a good start, probably has him trading Sonny Gray by the All-Star game?
Yeah, exactly. I think they, trying to rebuild here. They're not going to contend. Division's too strong. They don't have the pieces. So I think just trying different things and see what works. I think they went for it 2 years ago. Did not work out. And now I think it's just time to rebuild that whole system.
Bob, as you talk to your colleagues and other guys who cover Billy Beane, and I'm sure were enamored with the whole Moneyball phenomenon when it was during its peak years, is he held in the same regard now as just a couple of seasons ago? I mean, to me, trading away next year's American League runaway MVP is a pretty tough stain to just wash off your resume.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. His stock has certainly dropped. They still haven't, been to the World Series. And here's a team like Kansas City Royals now has been, back-to-back World Series. Same thing, a very small market. We're seeing what the St. Louis Cardinals do year after year. So, yeah, I agree that the his value has dropped just because they haven't been winning. I mean, went for everything, 2 years ago, and it didn't work out. They collapsed that second half, and once they lost that wild card game, that was the end.
Looking at the Chicago Cubs, here's a team that's got about six guys who you can pencil in for 20 and 90, making the major league minimum for the next 3 to 4 years. It's a great situation for them to be in. And I really thought that they were going to be spending like drunken sailors when it came to adding pitching this offseason. If Greinke's going to come down to a coin flip between the Giants and Dodgers, what might happen on the north side of Chicago?
Well, yeah, they didn't have enough money to go after Price, and they talked to him and wine and dine him. But when it came down to an offer, they just could not compete. I think they go get John Lackey from the free agent from the Cardinals. Maybe it's some margin with them, a 2-for-1 somewhere, in believing that, hey, just with that kind of starting pitching depth, we go with the young guys, then they have a chance. And I think that's what the St. Louis Cardinals, they saw what the Cubs have done the last 2 years. They were coming on 2 years ago. I was a huge year last year. And I think the Cardinals had their eyes on the Cubs. They said, wait a minute now, we got to do something here to hold these guys off.
Have we already begun our days to pitchers and catchers report countdown? It was a little too early for that even, Bob.
I think a little too early. They may count down to the winter meetings, which is next week. A little easier to add up.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so six and counting till the winter meetings. Thank you very much, Bob. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.